I knew I was black, of course, but I also knew I was smart. I didn't know how I would use my mind, or even if I could, but that was the only thing I had to use.
The oldest of nine children, James Baldwin, grew up in New York's Harlem. A voracious appetite for books and experiences in segregation helped transform him into one of America's most prolific writers.
He had almost, to me, like a supernatural, he had a third eye, for whatever that means. You know what I mean? He had a sense.
Michigan State University sociology professor Carl Taylor was in grade school when he visited family in Harlem. It was not uncommon for Baldwin to be invited to his aunt's brownstone.
He was talking about social conditions, but he also was talking about how we interact with each other. He was talking about how we treat each other as family members. What I loved about it the most is that he could come like within inches of telling white America about its own hypocrisy.
For an example, we have this quote from Baldwin in the movie's trailer. It was taken from his appearance on the Dick Cavett Show.
But you know, when the Israelis pick up guns, or the Poles, or the Irish, or any white man in the world says, give me liberty or give me death, the entire white world applauds. When a black man says exactly the same thing, word for word, he is judged a criminal and treated like one, and everything possible is done to make an example of this bad nigger so there won't be any more like him.
In 1963, Baldwin's essays and push for civil rights landed him on the cover of Time magazine and many TV talk shows.
I don't know what most white people in this country feel, but I can only include what they feel from the state of their institutions. I don't know if white Christians hate Negroes or not, but I know that we have a Christian church which is white and a Christian church which is black. I know, as Malcolm X once put it, that the most segregated hour in American life is high noon on Sunday. I don't know if the real estate lobby is anything against black people, but I know the real estate lobbies keep me in the ghetto.
Taylor said, in the 1960s, African Americans were used to sports heroes or outspoken icons like Malcolm X pushing for societal change publicly. But when Baldwin spoke, it was different.
He wasn't Bill Russell or Muhammad Ali or Joe Lewis. He was this brilliant writer, diminutive little guy who was gay. And in the way we think in this nation, gay was a minus, it wasn't a plus, and yet it was him. He became our David to me. To me, he became our David. And Slay to Go Live with words.
So the movie is called I'm Not Your Negro. Right. What does that mean to you when in your interpretation?
I'm not, you know, what you're saying is I'm not that second class or third class person that you are trying to keep me contained to. And no one expressed that better to me. So when Baldwin says, I am not your Negro, that's about as far as you can take it without being actually profane, you know.
An intellectual way of challenging the dismissal, and that really spoke to the black community.
It was a defining moment.
James Baldwin, a man whose words gave America a reflection of itself. Reginald Hardwick, WKAR News.